5:15 on downtown. Time to talk burgers and more. On Shut Up and Eat is Joe Riccio from Food Coma joins us. Hello there, Joe.
How are we doing?
Outstanding. How are you this Friday afternoon?
I am fantastic. Enjoying this beautiful day and heading down to Biddeford to get some dinner somewhere. Not sure yet. So things are good.
I'm so glad to hear that. Well, yeah, it seems like a perfect time to talk burgers as we roll into the month of June. I mean, it may not be summertime on the calendar, but it feels like summer. We've had Memorial Day weekend. It's time to start thinking about the good things in life, like a big juicy burger.
Yeah, exactly. And this is warm enough for me. So if it stays like this, I'm fine.
Now, you were telling me in the break here that you were doing a 207 with Rob Caldwell. No, I can't compete with Rob's good looks and talent, but what did you guys talk about on 207?
We talked about Maine-made hot sauce.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so obviously a good burger condiment as well. But yeah, there's a lot of Maine hot sauces now. It used to be like two, and now there's a plethora, if you will. So we did seven different ones, kind of our own little, you know, like a preview to hot ones kind of deal. But that was fun. It always is, so... And a good precursor to talking about meat and bread and condiments.
Nice. Well, we'll be looking forward to that on 207. So let's start with burgers. Like anything else, it starts with the meat. You got to have the right meat or nothing else matters.
You do. And it's funny because, I mean, a lot of people, like, I don't blend my own burgers. I always appreciate when a restaurant does, you know, and they know the content, whether it's, you know, sirloin, brisket, you know, chuck, whatever. Obviously a more marbled beef is better. You don't want to use lean beef for a burger unless you want it to not be very good. But it's funny because I noticed that the kind of trend these days, well, for a little while now, is always towards the smash burger. Everybody has a smash burger on their menu, whether it's like a high-end restaurant or like a regular burger joint. And it's funny because it's yet another thing that is basically, all it's doing is recreating the fast food experience, you know, because everybody wants that thin patty that's like well done, but it's also still like soft and, you know, has, you know, really well seasoned. So I think it's usually things people like just tend to harken back to, you know, nostalgia in a way, you know.
No, I agree with you completely. And I like a smash burger, too. But, you know, once in a while, I want something with a little more heft to it.
Yeah, exactly. I find the burgers with more heft, that's, like, more reminiscent of, like, the backyard barbecue, you know? And I like those, but when you get into those, you got a couple elements you have to, you know, sort of consider. I mean, obviously, if you have a thick patty and you overcook it or it's not fatty enough, that's not going to be a good burger. So you got to kind of be mindful on the temperature. Sometimes if I'm doing a really thick burger patty, I like to put a pat of butter in the middle of it and form the patty around that. Kind of like, you know, baste the meat from the inside. And plus, you know, adding butter to anything is never a bad thing. But also when you got a heftier patty, you got to be mindful of the bun because you don't want the bun falling apart. If the burger's really juicy, a lot of times the bun will absorb all the juice and it'll start crumbling, and that also will ruin a burger experience, in my opinion.
Right, and it's that balance. You need structural integrity to maintain itself in the face of what the burger throws at it, but you also don't want something that ends up being bigger than the burger that you've got to chew your way through.
No, one of the most offensive things to me in the world is, and thankfully I think it's over. I mean, there was a little period there where people are doing burgers on focaccia bread. And that, to me, is a travesty. I never, ever want a burger on focaccia. And it was always too thick. All I could taste was the focaccia. And they'd usually use, like, a really thick... It wasn't a very appealing thing to me. You know, and whatever you do use, you have to toast the bun. Toast the bun and kind of use your condiments as a base on it to kind of, you know... bind it together and hold together while when you put the burger down, you know?
I like the sound of that. All right, when it comes to condiments, what are the essentials and then what can make it extra special?
So I am pretty much a mayo and mustard kind of guy. I don't usually put ketchup on my burger. because usually it goes on whatever fries or onion rings, whatever goes with it. That's just me. I don't put ketchup on a hot dog or a burger generally. But mayo, to me, belongs on every burger because whether you're adding mustard or putting in hot sauce or both, I mean, mayo is the, you know, mayo makes the world go round. So I think you definitely got to have that. I mean, sometimes if you want to do a play on that, you know, like a horseradish cream sauce, obviously, you know, a good barbecue sauce is nice on a burger. If you're going a little higher end, I don't even mind getting a little bougie with it, doing some like truffle mayo. You know, as long as the cheese you use, I don't really like when people kind of use cheese that's too good on a burger, like kind of higher end, because they usually have a very strong flavor and it kind of tends to overpower.
Right. You just want plain old American cheese, right?
Yeah. American cheese is the gold standard. It's the meltiest. It's perfect, basically, the way it is. I like the Kraft, the white singles. I mean, you can't really beat that. I can't picture any other cheese being better on a burger than American, personally, no matter what you're doing with it. And I'm a big, except with the exception would be Swiss. I do love a mushroom Swiss burger with mayo. You caramelize the mushrooms, maybe some caramelized onions on there too. Sesame bun. I love the sesame bun, or even an onion roll is delicious for a burger.
You want any vegetation on there, lettuce or otherwise?
I will do some lettuce. I don't like generally the slice of tomato, and I really don't like a thick slice of raw onion, which a lot of places do. I've never really understood that. I mean, if I'm putting onion on a burger, I usually want it to be cooked, you know, like caramelized. You know, it's tough to say. I guess I think that pickles and caramelized vegetables are really all you need on there. I mean, like I said, lettuce is fine, but it tends to get kind of wilty anyway. But I've never understood that, like, holy trinity at all these restaurants of like tomato, onion, lettuce, and it's all raw, and it's just like it not only does it make the burger cold, but it really changes the whole texture of the entire thing.
Now I know, though, you are always going to say yes if someone wants to put a fried egg on top of that burger.
Oh yeah, a fried egg is, I mean, especially with a nice runny yolk on it, yeah, I will never turn down a fried egg on a burger. And actually, one of my favorite combinations, and it's kind of unorthodox, if I find a place that does both of them well, I like to do a beef patty and a veggie burger patty, and then a fried egg on top of that.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like really decadent. I mean, I like veggie burgers. I don't like fake meat burgers. The texture of like the Impossible Burger, I've had those. It doesn't do it for me. But I do like a good veggie burger.
I like a veggie burger. I've had some mushroom-based burgers that are good, and a black bean burger can be quite good if it's done well.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and even like the portobello, like it's very 90s, but it's good as long as you get a good crisp on the mushroom. And I mean, you're basically just trying to replicate the beef, essentially. You can't really go wrong with that. And, you know, so those are all the kind of like getting into more, I guess, gourmet burgers. I mean, I guess closer up there in Auburn, there's like Roy's All Steak Burgers. Down here we have Harmon's, where you get like the little burger with a steam bun, with the pepper relish, with the condiments on it. You could definitely eat like two double cheeseburgers comfortably. Like, that's the burger craving that I more often than not, I'm into that. It's like a really nice balance between like a McDonald's burger, but with some nice touches, like a backyard burger, you know?
Now, I think we've talked about this before, and I think we're in the same camp. I've never been impressed. I've had it a couple times with the White Castle burger.
Yeah, we are in the same camp there. I think it's because there were no White Castles right in Maine when I grew up. Well, there aren't now either, but I didn't grow up with White Castle. So people make such a big deal out of it. It couldn't be anything but a disappointment. You know, because I was expecting to be, like, obsessed with them, and I was just like, I don't really... Honestly, they taste the exact same as the frozen ones you buy at, like, 7-Eleven.
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, they're not bad, per se, but I don't really get the... It's a really interesting process. They put the holes in the patty, and they steam it over the onions, and, like, it's really interesting, but I have never had a White Castle craving in my life.
So what's your fast food burger of choice?
Oh, I mean, McDonald's, for sure. I mean, when you don't have, I mean, like, I could get really specific with, like, In-N-Out Burger or, you know, Shake Shack and all those places. But as far as, like, your actual everyday fast food burger, McDonald's is just king to me. I mean, a quarter pounder with cheese and a Big Mac. Even, like, you know, you go, like, the lesser, like, the McDouble or the double cheeseburger, but have them add the Mac sauce to it. So it's like a poor man's Big Mac, I guess you could say. I also like Wendy's. It's weird. There's sometimes Wendy's, you still get the ones that serve the square patties, but every now and then you go to one and they're cooking the burger fresh. And when they do that, it's phenomenal. Like, Wendy's can be really good. I'm not as much of a Burger King person. The only reason I would go there is they're open 24 hours, the one in Portland. So if I were doing something either super early or super late for some reason, that's when I'd go to a Burger King, and it's totally passable. But I usually have them leave off pretty much all the condiments because they do, like, all the raw, you know, tomato, and it's not very good tomato and onion. And so I usually leave those off and just, you know, turn the Whopper into a basic cheeseburger.
Now that you can replicate the Big Mac at home, is yours better than the one you can get at McDonald's?
Yes, it is. And the reason is that I respect the, you know, the method and the recipe, but I use better components. So better beef, you know, a better, you know, still a sesame bun, but, you know, it has all the same elements, but they're just like the veggies are a little fresher, you know, for obvious reasons. Anybody who has my Big Mac is generally very happy with it. And I get the texture right because you want it to be a very soft burger. I do toast the buns, but it has, like I said, to me, it wasn't so much the flavor of the Big Mac. It was getting the entire texture correct. And I think after a lot of trial and error, I finally did that. And, you know, finding the right pickles, which I, every single time, there's kind of like there's some time in between when I make them. And every time I forget which pickles I used last time. You know, usually get it figured out. So, but there's a very specific formula of, like, you know, the bun and burger and cheese and lettuce and onion, sauce, and then middle bun, and then sauce and, like, burger, cheese, onion, and pickles are on the top. It's like, you know, it's a fun little chart.
What about, we're talking with Joe Ritchie, of course, on Shut Up and Eat, talking burgers this afternoon. What are a couple of good restaurant burgers down in the Portland area?
Well, Wayside Tavern on Congress Street, they only do it on Sundays and Mondays, but they have probably the best smash burger I've ever had. They do caramelized onions and mushrooms, or just caramelized onions, Dijonnaise. They take Fontina cheese, and they essentially do a they basically process it so it has the same texture as American, which is really cool. So it's melty, but it has that Fontina flavor. And that burger, it's $20 on Sunday, but it's only $10 on Monday. Mm. So it's probably, I'd say that's the best burger in Portland. And I think beyond that, I have to go with Harmon's, which is kind of on the Portland-Falmouth border. And that's what I was talking about earlier. It's those, like, little burgers wrapped in wax paper, steam buns, but delicious condiments. Just, you know, they have to be consistent every time. That's the biggest thing. When you're craving a burger and it's, for some reason, an off day, that's not okay.
I'm craving a burger now after all this conversation.
Yeah, I know. I'm like thinking this might persuade, you know, change my choice of restaurants tonight because I'm into a burger too.
Joe, you are a media god lately. I see too that you did a piece for the Portland Press Herald on summer eats.
I did, yeah. Or not, you know. It's like, what's your favorite place to eat outside? I'm like, I don't like eating outside. You know, one of the most overrated things, you know, summer foods. I'm like, definitely a lobster bake. I just don't get it. Like, I don't get the bibs. I don't get the enjoyment of, like, sitting there wrestling with a lobster just to dip it in butter. I don't know. I'd rather have a lobster roll or something a little more interesting or creative done with a lobster. But, yeah, you can check that. I was in the Press Herald yesterday, but you can find the article online as well. But, yes, I am I made a little bit of a media push as of late, just to remind you, so nobody forgets me, Rich.
There's not a chance of that happening. Joe, great to have you back with us. Appreciate you checking in with us this afternoon. We'll look for you on 207. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll check in next Friday.
Absolutely. Everybody have a great weekend. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Riccio, Food Coma. Shut up and eat every Friday here on Downtown.